Hey, thanks for taking just a moment to tune in where we do our best to offer a brief biblical answer to a timely question. Listen to today's question. Pastor, when you die, do you immediately go to heaven or is there a holding place? Well, this assumes that a person is going to heaven. We don't go to heaven because we're good people or perfect people. We go to heaven when we have our sins forgiven and we're made right with God, and that comes through a personal relationship with the Lord. So that's number one. But let's assume that you are a Christian and you have the assurance of heaven. Why would you think there would be a holding place? Actually, there's biblical grounds for it. We know that at the second coming, after the Lord does what He's going to do to bring things to an end here, and He reigns for 1,000 years, He's going to destroy the earth and create a new heaven and a new earth. My God loves me so much that the current heaven and the current earth aren't good enough. Our eternity is going to have a new heaven and a new earth. So people then wonder, where am I going now before the new heaven and the new earth has been created? A couple of passages really speak to this. This first one that comes to mind is Jesus' conversation with a thief on the cross. A thief on the cross beside Jesus asked for mercy, was saved, believed upon Christ. And Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Secondly, Paul says these words in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. You'll often hear that in sermons, of pastors at a funeral. To be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. So, when a person dies now, do they inherit the new heaven and the new earth of the final state? No. But here's what we know. We know they are literally, physically and spiritually with the Lord, and that place is described as paradise. Is it the final heaven and the final earth? It is not. But it is enough heaven to give us joy to know that we will be with Him, we will be known, we will be conscious, we're not in some mystical limbo, we're not floating around waiting, we are with Him. And that is enough.
Thank you for listening today. We hope that you are encouraged. To hear more, go to djhorton.org.